Hi, I'm Chelsea Handler. Welcome to Life Will Be the Death of Me, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm doing a limited podcast for the tour of Life Will Be the Death of Me, and I'm doing a conversation instead of stand-up because I thought that the material within the book matched a different kind of conversation. And I'm going to talk to all these different people. My BFF, Mary McCormick. If I didn't have assistants, managers, cleaning ladies, or any staff at all, how long do you think I would survive?
Not long. Not long. You can't do a podcast without an assistant.
It's called Will and Grace. Please welcome Sean Hayes.
Oh, I look like a lesbian. Just say
no,
it.
No, I won't say it. I won't. No, when you go low, I go high. I would be a great lesbian.
What do you mean, would?
I would. I can't, but I would.
I'm sure you would.
Until it was my turn, and then I quit. So please welcome Frankie Shaw.
I don't know, like the meditation to sit with yourself for 5 to 20 minutes when you wake up, I feel like it changes your life.
Yeah, it does. It changes your mood. Like, I had a real short fuse. You know, if I go to an airport, my doctor, I go, I need to work on my patience. I lack patience. And he goes, well, what? I need an example.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I explain to him that when I go to airports, I go, I can't deal with, like, you know, a Hudson News type of place. Mm-hmm. I go, the slowness of the transaction between the person and me getting a book isn't mm-hmm. worth it. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. So what I do mm-hmm. is I will pick out a book, wave it to the security camera, and then put $20 on the counter, or however much it is, and walk out.
You still do that?
Yes. Please welcome Connie Britton.
And I'd like to thank Dan for that.
Dan's my psychiatrist.
I have really irrational feelings for Dan.
Sexual feelings?
Sexual. I really want Dan badly. Like, you want Robert Mueller, I want Dan.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
It's comparable.
A dentist can be borderline good looking. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, just because he has some control over you. You know, if you ever like anytime I've been put under by an anesthesiologist, you're just like, oh my God, like you're immediately attracted to them. Just because they're like, they have your life in your hands, you know, in their hands.
I know, that's so sexy.
Please welcome Megan Steelstra.
What would you prescribe for her?
For Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Oh, a boatload of pot. She needs to get so f***ed up. I mean, and then she needs to go in a corner and blast herself for an hour and a half. That's my dream for her. Please welcome Jake Tapper.
Speaking of family, I would be remiss if I didn't mention your dogs, because I'm sure there are a lot of fans of your dogs. Give us the update. Give us the doggo update, if you would.
Well, I have dogs named Bert and Bernice. They're on the cover of the book. Bert is an obese, fat one. He's on the right, and that's his little sister, Bernice. I went to a chow chow rescue. I like the black tongue situation. She goes, their names are Bert and Bernice. And I literally was like, I mean, I almost climaxed. I was like, oh my God. What? Are those their names already? Like, that's exactly what I would have named them.
Are we recording? Like, this isn't being recorded.
It's a podcast.
Oh, great.
Life Will Be the Death of Me is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I mean, no one takes me seriously as a Bernice. Are you listening to this?
She doesn't even know I'm her mother.